Movies, music, books. We review the ones that really help you grow. Review from the Salvos.
One of the first casual references to still cameras was around 330 BC when Aristotle questioned why the sun would make a circular image when it shone through a square pinhole. Around 1000 AD, a man called Ibn al-Haytham invented the first pinhole camera and was able to explain why the images were upside down. In 1886, Louis Le Prince patented his process for the successive production of objects in motion, movies, but in 1892, when he was travelling to Paris to demonstrate it, he vanished. The public was introduced to pay-and-watch films for the first time in a store on Broadway, New York, in 1895, thanks to Thomas Edison's employee, inventor Will Dixon. The film and DVD Hugo, beautifully directed by Martin Scorsese, has nothing to do with any of that. Well, actually, it kind of does. It's set in Paris in 1931, where a young boy inadvertently meets a fictional forefather of filmmaking. This once celebrated filmmaker from the late 1800s, played by Ben Kingsley, was forced to abandon his films because of World War I. The public didn't want his bizarre films anymore. The war completely changed the taste of the public, so he went broke and was reduced to selling toys at a shop at the train station. The boy, played by Asa Butterfield, steals stuff from this crusty old has-beens toy shop. Now that sounds very disrespectful, doesn't it? Not meant that way. Anyway, the boy lives in the train station's massive main clock inside the station, which gives a 360-degree view of inside the station, including the toy maker and the whereabouts of one loony train station inspector, played by Sacha Baron Cohen, who has an obsession with sending any young homeless children he runs across to an orphanage. By the way, just as in The Dictator, Sacha is brilliant. They all are. The plot is captivating, and the reveals keep on coming. A director once said to us, every good movie has at least four reveals. A reveal is when a major hinge moment happens. A hinge moment is when... you get the idea. It's just an awesome film set in a wonderful era, a romantic city, amazing cinematography, a beautiful message of hope for the boy, for the toy maker, for an older student who respected the filmmaker. And being in 3D, Scorsese's film genius is magnified, including the masterful way Scorsese uses the wonder of 3D to point back to the earliest days of cinema. As film reviewer Anthony Morris writes, kids have adventures, grown-ups fall in love, there are close shaves, narrow escapes, a movie studio made of glass. What's not to like? Hugo on DVD is a movie of real hope and triumph. I'm Aaron Wright.